Backyard Chicken Broadcast. There's a lot of holidays and formally recognized days of celebrations out there. Some rooted in religious traditions like Christmas or Easter. Some with social roots, conveniently exploited by flower and chocolate sellers like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. Some laudably political ones like Martin Luther King Day. And some not so high-minded, like in 2006 when the Idaho legislature decided to declare a Napoleon Dynamite Day in honor of a foolish movie that makes light of racism and chicken abuse, among other things. I gotta admit to getting grinchy about people celebrating days I can't relate to, or that seem hypocritical, but ultimately I recognize the value in setting aside a day or month to keep in mind the inspirational qualities of a person, historical event, or concept we might otherwise take for granted. That's why I encourage all my listeners to join me in recognizing two concurrent holidays, International Respect for Chicken Month and International Bike Month. The jewel of the celebrations are International Respect for Chickens Day on May 4th and Bike to Work Day on May 15th. Personally, I started bicycling to work on April 1st, 1998 and started chickening April 1st, 2003. I honestly didn't mean to start either of those passions on April Fool's, or at least I told myself it was pure coincidence. But after chickens transformed my life even more than bicycling had, I decided to start making April 1st my personal version of New Year's Resolution Day. However, I think it couldn't be more fitting that bicycle transportation enthusiasts and chicken lovers each reach consensus on making May the month to celebrate their respective passions. Because chickening and bicycling both fit perfectly into the agenda of promoting ways to live sustainably and respectfully on the planet while having a good time. Of course, for Bike Month, you should ride your bicycle, and you can join others at it in one of the Bike Month events organized in nearly every North American community. You can celebrate Respect the Chicken Month a number of ways. You could just think kind thoughts about chickens. Learn more about chickens by taking out a chicken book from the library, or going to chicken websites. You could vow not to eat any factory-farmed eggs or meat, and preferably avoid anything misleadingly labeled free-range or cage-free, unless you really know for sure that the chickens are indeed living on pasture in a nice yard. Getting factory eggs out of your diet may even noticeably improve your health, in as little as a month, as a matter of fact. You could seek out a local backyard chickener and give them a visit. If they're anything like me, they'll love to tell you as much as you can stand to hear about their flock and chickens in general. And hopefully, that'll lead you to sign on to the Bacall Agenda and start your own flock. Or if you're already a chickener, you could host visits to your coop or celebrate two birds with one show by doing a tour of multiple coops by bicycle. An associate of mine, Helen Ho, did just that 1 week ahead of Bike and Chicken Month. And I'll talk about that in a future show. My regular listeners know the Bucky Bacall Agenda is to have a chicken or three inhabit outdoor spaces across North America, rural, urban, and suburban, because chickens provide pesticide-free bug control, all-natural composting, tilling, and fertilizing service for your soil, delicious, nutritious, cruelty-free eggs, and of course, because their presence promotes peace and tolerance with their inspiring lovability. Bicycles can't do all that. But what they can do, if you use them for transportation, is help address dwindling oil supply, anthropogenic climate change, and local air quality issues. On a more self-interested level, if you inform yourself about the basics of proper bicycling with a few minutes reading or by participating in a local Bike Month event, using your bicycle for transportation also saves you money, is good for your health, and reduces stress. Just like backyard chickening, what's good for you is good for the planet, and what's good for the planet is good for you. Another thing backyard chickens and bicycles have in common is efficiency. Bicycling is the most energy-efficient mode of transportation. It doesn't require petroleum and beats walking the same distance by an energy factor of 3 to 1. In the same vein, backyard chickens are the most efficient converters of feed to protein of any livestock. To most people, efficiency is a self-evident good thing. But when it comes to land use and transportation, efficiency is a matter of planetary survival. Centralized industrial agriculture, the method used to produce the vast majority of our food, requires massive amounts of petroleum in production with tractors and synthetic fertilizers, and in delivery to grocery stores through truck trips to distribution centers, to stores, and to homes. Even more glaring is the difference between getting there, whether there is work, errands, or socializing, by bicycle, and getting there by automobile. And what's wrong with that? Well, not only does petroleum use introduce toxic byproducts into our air, soil, and water, but the smartest people I know all agree we're running out. If you want to hear more about peak oil, you can refer to some people who know a lot more about it than I do, like Carl Etnauer, who produces the Peak Oil Check-In and who features the Backyard Chicken broadcast on his Relocalize in Vermont radio show. Another personal reason bicycling and backyard chickening are such a great match is that they can be combined in the most literal sense. The first chicken to ever live in my backyard, Neem, is an avid bicyclist, or avid bicycle rider. One day I wanted to get to a neighbor's backyard to pitch in with a soil reclamation project. I wanted to take a few things over, including Neem, who at the time was our top bug eater, and I got it in my head to bicycle over. I put Neem on my shoulder, got on my bicycle, and started to pedal, ready to abandon the experiment and apologize to a perturbed chicken. But much to my delight, Neem loved it. She even closed her eyes and appeared to take a power nap. She only likes short trips, slow speed, and of course I'd never take her in traffic, but it sure is a fun way to go to the neighbors for organic bug control. So bike to work with your chicken, or bike home to your chickens, or bike over to the nearest neighboring hobby or small farm or community garden and commune with their chickens. Whatever you can do to celebrate Bicycle Month and International Respect the Chicken Month at the same time is a beautiful thing. If you choose, you can even add in a few more May events by having a bicycle ride with your mother, sharing some true free-range eggs with her, and discussing the social and economic achievements of the labor movement, or by bicycling to a Cinco de Mayo party and contributing your local, sustainably produced snacks and beverages. You get the idea. The important thing is always keeping your heart in actions, the reason for the season. Sustainability. Cooperation with your fellow creatures, and of course, having a good time. This is Bucky Bacall. Have a happy bike month and a sustainable International Respect the Chicken Month.
Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.